legacy business rate for you, sir. You will love this. One moment.
Okay.
Thanks, Mary. Mm-hmm. Hey, Scott, how are you?
Good, Matt. How are you?
I can't complain. It's Tuesday, right?
That's right. And the
so
sun's
we're running
out,
tree contracting, signed tree contracting. How's business been for you?
Swamped.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah,
can
it
you
is.
Take a little more work?
It is, because I got a couple of buddies that says it's slower than shit. So, like,
I
feel good about it.
I mean, if I had a
dollar
for every person that's business was slow right now, I'd be rich, you know? So, but
that's what they're saying.
You know, there's some people that are doing really good, and then there's some people they're theming for work right now. So, can you take on more business?
We can. We've been about 6 days out right now is what we've been, so.
Okay. I mean, that's not too bad.
The problem is, in the tree business, yeah, I can't find anyone I can trust. All they do is wreck shit. I've tried and I still got my help wanted to sign out, and all people want to do is just tear up your shit. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, have you ever tried?
You can understand.
Uh-huh.
You can
have
understand.
You ever tried, like, posting an ad, like, on Indeed or something like that to get somebody?
I haven't done Indeed yet, but I've done local newspaper, and I've done the sign out front. And I live on a state highway, so.
Okay.
And reference. I went through a couple of reference people, too, and it's like, it's crazy. They just want to, like, I hired a guy that we found on Facebook, and he dropped a tree on my lift.
Oh, wow.
It's like, damn. He didn't stay around long.
Yeah, I know. It definitely is hard to find, you know, good people out there, Scott, to, like, help your business grow. But I would recommend trying Indeed. I hear a lot of good stuff from Indeed from my guys. You know, they post a good ad, and, you know, they obviously, you know, got to sift through all the candidates. But, you know, it can definitely help you find somebody that's decent, you know, out there.
With a brain. Somebody with a brain.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they're hard to find, but, you know, they do exist, you know. I mean, every company has those growing pains, though, you know, where, you know, having
I was as big as 10 in myself. I was as big as 11 total. That's as big as I got. Now I'm back down to 4, so.
Okay.
Last year I tried a lot of new.
I mean, you obviously have 4 guys, so, I mean, if you have 4 guys, I mean, they definitely exist. You just got to, like I said, sift through them, and, you know, you'll get onesie here, onesie there, and then you can build it up you know, like 6, 7, 8
Well,
guys.
We've been rocking through the jobs, I'm telling you that. The key is to get in and get out with no issues, because nobody needs issues, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, totally.
With tree business, because they don't call you unless it's close to something. There's either a power line or a house or a fence, or there's always something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Totally. So, yeah, I'm sure you kind of got what Mary was telling you, but we help people show up on the first page of Google. So, you know. When anybody searches,
I told her last year I hired Simply Listed, and I think I was like 23rd on Google. She goes, oh, we can ASL here. 4 months later, she calls me, okay, well, can I get your Google ID number? So I was like, dude, I had you 4 months, and you're calling me now for my Google ID number?
There's a lot of Scott, like, guys out there that are very unprofessional and don't, like, they talk a big talk, right? But they don't walk the walk, as I say. There's a reason why I have 1,400 clients personally, and it's because, you know, I'm a straight shooter. I'm going to let you know exactly, you know, how long it's going to take us, you know, what the good, bad, and the ugly is. But, You know, the nice thing is, you know, we want to retain you. You know, we don't want you to just, like, come and go, because that doesn't do anybody any good, right? But I can definitely get you there, and I can definitely get you the response and the, you know, presence in that St. Augusta, you know, area.
Yeah, St. Augusta and surrounding areas.
Yeah.
Because I do like 50 miles. Actually, I do like 60 miles, actually, because I do a lot of Minnetonka, Plymouth, which I know you're not from this state, but it's like about 60 miles takes me down to like the middle of the metro area.
Sure.
But I don't, but, you know.
What do you do during the winter time when it's like all cold and everything? Do you do snow plowing or anything, or what do you guys do during the winter time?
No, I have a condo in Florida. We get the hell out of here.
Okay, so you shut the business down.
I don't shut it down, but I'm gone for a little bit. If I get calls, I just schedule them for like February, first week in February. If they call in January. And then we're back. We're back. My wife asked me back to work the first working day in February, so then I hope. A lot of times I'll have a list of like 8 or 9 that are ready to go, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's just too damn cold.
Would you say most of your business is like lawn care, or would you say you kind of...
No, mine's all tree trimming, removal, and stump grinding. And okay. I do some tree moving, but it's such a small window for tree moving that I only do it for, you know, previous customers, basically. But so I can move them, trim them, remove them, stump grind.
Okay. So you're mainly staying on the tree side of things. Not so much like lawn care. Okay.
No, gotcha. No lawn care at all.
Okay. Gotcha. That's good.
I don't have nobody to push the mower.
Yeah, you're not the mower pusher. And so let me tell you, though, you know, one of those businesses make money, you know. The mower guys make money, too, you know.
I know they do.
Yeah. So let me tell you how I can help your business grow. I'll go over pricing with you, Scott, so you can understand exactly, like, what I do. I think you're going to like, you know, how we, you know, help your business and what we can do on Google. Again, I'm going to shoot you straight, you know. The nice thing is I'm going to, you know, really break it down to you. So there's three ways that I help businesses grow. The first way is obviously on the business section, the map section, as you see, like, whenever you type a keyword in, right? So anything that deals with trees, tree trimming, tree cutting, stump removal, stump grinding, right, landscape company, like all that stuff that kind of relates to your business, I want to make sure you're showing up on that first page, okay? Now, that usually on that section, on the map section, it goes by your address that you set up for your business. And that usually has about a 25 to 30 mile bleed out on that section. Okay. How we help your business grow and expand that territory, I'm going to get into in a second. Okay. But the second way that we help your business grow is, let's say somebody types in your area, you know, tree service, right? But they see you on Google, but they don't call you. Okay. So what we'll do is we'll actually run a retargeting ad on Facebook, actually. So anytime that person logs on their personal Facebook page, since they typed in that keyword, right, tree trimming, they're going to see an ad from Stein Tree Contracting on Facebook with a created ad that we put together to motivate them to call you from Facebook in addition to Google.
That makes sense. I've seen that, and I know how that works.
Yeah. And so we've been doing that concept on Facebook alone for 13 years now, and it's fantastic. So we don't spend a lot of money out the gate on it, because we just spend enough on Facebook for it to produce you good results, right? But not too cheap either, where we're not getting any results. So we spend enough, right? What's great about that, though, is it's very targeted and concentrated. right? We're not just mass blanketing that ad. The only people that are seeing that are people that are actively typing in the keywords in your area that relate to your business. Okay. Third way I help businesses grow, and my favorite thing, okay, is, Scott, our pay-per-lead program. Okay. So we actually have a pay-per-lead program with Google where you show up at the very tippy top of Google on any of the keywords that relate to your business. Okay. Now it does take time to get this set up. It's not an overnight deal for this section. Okay. Because Google's going to do a full vetting process on you. Okay. Number one, did you ever get a pesticide applicator's license in the state of Minnesota?
No.
Okay. What about the Minnesota Tree Care Registry? Did you ever get that set up?
Yes.
Okay. So you have that license, that Tree Care Registry thing in Minnesota?
I do. Yeah, correct.
Okay, perfect. Got to make sure you have that because that's one thing Google's like saying you have to have, right? And then obviously you have general liability insurance, correct?
Correct.
And then lastly, Scott, no felonies over the last 7 years now, right?
Never.
Okay, got to ask this. You never know, right?
No, so that's fine. What I like about, because
there's all different folks.
I've never
out
even
there.
Been to
Me
jail.
I've never had a felony either, but you just got to ask.
And I've never known.
The reason why I have to ask that is because Google will not let anybody with a felony right on the first page, like on the tippy top.
I don't blame them. I don't blame them.
So Google's tightened it down. They've tightened it down. It used to be like anybody and their mother could get on the tippy top of Google. Now, you got to be fully vetted, right? But you would definitely pass the vetting process because with my team, I would get it all approved with Google and make sure that it gets done, okay? But let's fast forward. It does take 2 months for that pay-per-lead process to, like, for you to get vetted. They look at the background check, the tree care registry, the liability insurance, all that jazz, basically. When it's ready to start taking these paper leads, we would sit down with you, obviously train you, but here's how it works. Okay, they come in the form of a phone call, right? You get to sit there and talk to that person. If you like the lead, you pay for it. If you don't like the lead during the phone call, you can simply reject that lead and you don't have to pay for it.
I can pretty much tell after 35 years if they're fake or if they're real. And I've been wrong a few times, you know?
Yeah.
But when the first words were, do you get free estimates? I was like, I don't got time.
Yeah.
But I do believe in my heart that everyone deserves an estimate and they are free. And they are free. But when they start with that, I just ain't got time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then you think
does that make any sense?
Yeah, totally. Because those people aren't serious. Those people are just after, they're curious. They're not serious people, right? And I get you.
Yeah.
What I can tell you, and me being behind this desk, right? And I'm not just saying this too. I'm being straight. Is these leads are the best leads money can buy. Okay. Why? Well, you show up at the very tippy top of Google, right? That's the first place everybody goes to when they're looking for a business. They Google it.
I Google everything.
Exactly. So what's so great about these leads is they're exclusive. So Google doesn't share it with any other business but you. Okay, so what do I mean by that? Well, it's not like an Angie's or a Yelp or one of these other companies out there that within that space.
I'm still a member of Angie. I just only do about half of what they send me because there's so much bullshit with that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, believe me, once you really get a taste of Google, Scott, and see what it can do for you, it'll literally make you even more busier. Right. And what do I mean by that? Well, Google works. You just got to get with the right guy, right? There's a reason why, you know, people are crushing it out there on Google, right, and being on that first page of Google. It's just you have to get a team that can get you on there, right, and it's ultimately going to get you the results that you're looking for, okay? So the good news is – go on. What were you going to say?
Well, I would say at least you're honest. It's like when I did Simply List, I was like, yeah, there's 30 platforms out there. We'll get you on all of them. And 4 months later, after I spend all this money, they're like, well, can we get your Google ID number? Or your Google password? It's like 4 months into it, lady.
What, were they even talking to you during the time? Or like, were they kind of
No.
Yeah. See, that's another thing. That's what I always hear about my competition, right? You know, we're actually Google's largest partner. We have 13,000 clients that bill with us on a month-to-month basis. And we didn't get that overnight. It took us 22 years. We've been on the news.
Well, I know one thing. I don't let one client down. I'll bend over backwards, even if it hurts.
Yeah.
I make sure everyone's happy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's the thing. You know, I will say, you know, obviously you can't make everybody happy. That's just business. But I will comfortably tell you 96. Go on.
All I can say is, but I'll do a backflip trying.
Oh, yeah. I'll do backflip, too. And like, I have a guy. His name's Ron. He owns a septic pump company. And the guy's older than molasses, right? And he literally... Well, it just doesn't answer his phone, Scott, doesn't work his leads, and I literally have to call Ron every single week and say, hey, Ron, did you call Nancy? Hey, Ron, did you call Steve? Right? And he'll be like, who are they? I'm like, I'm always shaking my head. Like, I literally had to tell Ron a couple weeks ago, I said, Ron, come on, man, you got to, like, I'm giving you white glove here for, like, the amount of money you're spending. You're like, you know, you're not, like, my top guy, Ron, you know? And I'm giving you more attention than I give my guy who spends 40 grand a month with me. That tells you something, Ron, right? So, but I hear you, Scott. I'm the same way. I do whatever it takes to, you know, take care of people because you take care of people, they're going
to
take care of you.
Oh yeah, well that's why like this call that Mary gave me, I get 3-4 a week.
Mm.
You know, you just happen to be the one I am. I don't know. I guess it must be fate, because I believe in what you're saying, Matt. I'm just saying that, you know, we get solicited steady.
Oh, all the time.
Especially
when
your credit ratings where mine is and your business ratings where mine is. It's just endless.
Oh, I know. I actually have the biggest power washing guy in America. He's actually in Florida, right? And he literally tells me, like, Matt, I get these calls all the time. But what he
I probably know his name. Does he live in Panama City?
Let me tell you where he lives. I will tell you. It's called Dirty Ducks. Let me see where Dirty Ducks is.
Oh, that ain't my guy. I met a guy in Panama City that took us out for dinner and stuff, and he said he's the biggest. But
he's not the biggest. My guy does like $3 million a year. It's huge.
Oh, no,
this
guy's way bigger than $3 million.
$3 million? I don't know. It's pretty big, man. I mean, this guy that was sponsored by every major company, and he has a huge TikTok following, and like he's been given hundreds of thousands of dollars of free equipment. So, I mean, he says he's the biggest. I don't know. I mean, $3 million is pretty darn big.
For
$3 million, that's pretty damn good.
No, this guy's
Florida, my guy. My guy's out of Jacksonville.
Oh, this guy's towels, sheets, bedding. This guy has like laundry stacked up right down the coast. My guy. What a super good guy though. I mean, just down to earth.
My
his wife could hardly speak English.
Yeah, right. All my favorite companies are actually in Florida. I actually have a huge electric company in Satellite Beach, right? And he spends some serious money with me on so like all my big guys are in Florida because they understand the power of marketing. You know, they're not cheap too with their ad spends. And so they've definitely done very well. But I got big guys all over, you know. I mean, you name it, I got
that's
it.
The, yeah. That's awesome.
And it really starts, you know, as I always say, we got to crawl before we walk and then walk before we run. But I will say this, Scott, my paper leads are really what's going to help you scale to that next level. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about that. Obviously, you understand you got to get vetted. It takes 2 months and all that. Okay, so here's how the paper leads work. Okay, they're $56 bucks when you want the lead. So when you're talking
that's
to that person, you have to make
that
decision.
Reasonable.
Okay, do I want to spend $56 for this person or do I not? Right?
That's fair, though. That's reasonable.
Yeah, it is. Okay? But if you do want to pay for it, it's $56 bucks. Okay? Here's the downside to them. Okay? The con, I should say. Right? Pros and cons. Right? I'm that kind of guy.
Yep.
Okay? So
no, I
the
got
downside
you. I followed
is, when you do want to get these set up, Google makes you prepay for 13 of these leads up front, okay, to get it going. So how does that work?
That's not terrible.
4 or 2 months from now, right?
That's
$700.
$728
is what that comes out to.
I got you. That's not terrible.
It's not terrible. So you start drawing from that, those 13 leads, as filler, because my basic package, which I'm about to go into, what that flat rate is, okay, the paper leads are when you need the extra leads, because every week's going to, like, go up and down for you, right? Some weeks you're going to be really busy. Some weeks you're going to need those extra leads. And so that's when you turn on the paper leads, okay? When you get more guys and you can handle more and more leads, that's where these leads are really going to help you scale to the next level, right? You know, where, you know, you're able to really take off your business even more and more when you do need them, okay? So once you use the 13 leads, it auto-refills. So if it takes you a month and a half to use those 13 leads, then after a month and a half, it's going to auto-refill for you. Make sense?
Now, well, here's the deal. When people start thinking trees, they want it done tomorrow. This is 35 years of experience. They don't want to wait, you know?
Totally.
So I'll get to all 13 of them and get them scheduled, and then half of them is going to clear out. You know what
I
mean?
Well, how quick do you get to them? Are you too slow, or like what? Like how quick are you getting to them to go check it out?
I can
talk to them, give them an estimate, right?
No, I can get to them right away, but it still takes time to get, you know what I mean? It still takes rain. Like
you first got to
like,
go out
it's
there.
Beautiful
you gotta walk
today. It's beautiful today, and tomorrow night it's going to snow, you know? And they're like, I got
totally.
Somebody
but now the
cheaper,
summertime is coming,
you know?
So it's your peak season, right? So you're about to really
spring and fall is our peak, you know. But I'm just saying, you get them all, you go out there, you spend the money to get them, and then they're like, I found somebody cheaper. It's like, fuck, you know.
Yeah. Well, the good news is they're
I'm
not
just being
like
honest with you, brother.
Yeah, they're not necessarily you know, they're still going to shop you no matter what platform you use or whatnot. But as long as you're competitive enough, you're going to be fine. And what I like about, you know, the paper leads, again, is if they're genuinely serious, you're going to have a high close rate on them, right? And you're not just going to take every lead because, you know, you got to pay money for each of those leads, right? So as long as they're quality leads that you're taking, you're going to do fine on those and, like I said, have a very high close ratio on them, okay? because well, I'm going to be
anything's got to be better than Angie.
Oh, Angie's
those horrible. Fucking guys are coming out bid, right? Every once in a while I'll bid one cheap just because it's close to home, and they'll still beat me. It's like,
yeah,
well, fuck
Angie's
it, man,
sucks because you know what I like about it, what I hate about Angie's, excuse me, is they send that same darn lead to like four or five other guys in the area.
Yeah.
So it's like, how are
the guy
you
says, yeah, this guy's, this last year, this guy's like, oh, this guy's closer to me than you. It's like, dude, it can't be. I'm fucking like less than 5 miles from you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, and it's just
and
like,
then every once in a while, I'll get one where one will call me back and say, he dropped that fucking tree on my shed, Scott. I'm like, hey, bud, there ain't nothing I can do for you. Like, about every 16, 15, I'll get one where they wreck something. And they'll call me back and it's like, then sorry, bud, there ain't nothing I can do. And they pay them too.
Oh, wow.
Or my tranny went, oh, can you pay me? It's like, they didn't go. I can tell you story after story.
Wow, where these guys come out, they're just like sloppy tradesmen and they don't do a good job. And, you know, they're like, you know, Chuck with a truck, you know. completely unprofessional, huh?
Yeah, and then they want me to do something about it. It's like, I'm already booked solid, buddy. I'm sorry. And I'm like, you didn't choose me.
Yeah. So,
you know,
here's one thing that I
but wanted. I got three lifts and a climber, you know. It was like, we got a truck for the truck stuff. We got a spider for the spider stuff. We got a nifty 50 for the little stuff. And then I got a climber, you know. It's like, so.
Totally.
We don't take chances, you know what I mean? But I got a lot of years doing it. I'm 54 years old. It's like I got 10 good years left in me, you know?
That's it. Exactly. You're on your final countdown here, Scott.
Yeah. Now everything's paid for. Now
I just texted a Google business profile. I want you to go ahead and click on this real quick because it's something that I've been really talking heavily about this year. Half the battle is getting on Google. The other half of the battle is how do you stand out? And this is what I want to talk about. You'll appreciate this. This is my client, Lewis Pest Control, and I love this guy. I've literally in a year have taken him from one van to 13 vans in a matter of a year. Okay? And I'll show you why. Okay? So click on that and then go down to where you see Lewis Pest Control.
Yep. No, it's right on top.
Okay, so do you see next to his name that picture that he has?
102? Oh, no, I see. Okay, I do.
You can click on it, but that's him and his partner standing next to
the van?
The van.
Yes.
That photo is the moneymaker for him, as I always say. And so this is what I've been preaching heavily to business owners this year, Scott, about doing this concept of personalization, right? Because again, everybody's got a name, everybody's got a logo. How do you stand out amongst the crowd? This is how you stand out. Getting a solid photo like this. Now you don't have to go wrap a van or a truck or any of that stuff, but just getting a solid photo with you and your team and the same type of polo shirt, the same type of pant, and you guys look good, right? Not too professional either. I'm not talking about, you know, runway here, okay?
But all four of us in front of the red truck with the Steintree contracting.
Exactly.
I haven't even taken a picture like that, but like you said, I should.
Yeah. So those little elements go a long way. And then obviously you mentioned this guy has over 100 and something 5-star reviews now. Okay. He's been using our tool. We actually have a tool that you can input all your past clients into and it will send them a text message. Hey, thanks for using our service.
Yeah.
Right.
He has 102.
Yeah. And he's gotten that in a little, almost a year now. So it's like, you know, if he's been able to get 100-something five-star reviews, he's just been on it, right? He's been using that tool that we have. Because once you put the client's information in our system, it sends that automated text message with the link for them to click on, and boom, they can leave that five-star review for you.
Believe this, I still got a five-star on Angie, and nobody has a five-star on Angie.
There you go. Everybody cares about your reviews on Google, right? Because that's what everybody looks at, right? So it comes
I'm bad too because I forget to ask people to do it sometimes, most of the time, because I'm old and that was not a part of my life, you know?
Yeah, well, you guys it used to be the phone book back in the day, how you advertised, right?
Yeah, the desk.
If you weren't on the phone book, right? If you weren't on the phone book, I remember the phone books. I mean, I'm an 80s baby. I'm not that young, right, or old or whatever, but I remember the phone book, and then it went to Yellow Pages, and then Yellow Pages became Google, and Google's owned the marketplace, you know, ever since. You know, Google, look, all Angie does is run ads on Google and redirect people to their website. That's how Angie works. That's how Yelp works too.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never liked Yelp much.
I mean, you have a Google business profile. You have 8 Google reviews, right?
But I know, but really I should fucking be telling people. But I don't, because I'm old.
I have something even better that will just automate it. Once you put their name and phone number in the system, it sends them out a text message. So you don't even have to worry about it. It makes it so easy for you.
Because I guarantee
you,
nobody's not happy.
What?
I said, nobody is not happy.
Yeah. So I'm sure we can get that thing up to 50 five-star reviews one day. It's going to take us a little time, maybe like 3 to 6 months, but once we get you there, you know, obviously having all those five-star reviews will really help you with your presence and your exposure, right? And that's going
to
really –
I could get on the phone one day and just start calling them and say, hey, can you do me a Google review?
Well, that's just time consumptive to you. Like, you need to focus, obviously, Scott, on your business. So with my tool, it makes it super easy on you. It's so friendly. Once you see the power of it, you're going to be like, whoa, Matt wasn't kidding. It's super easy. And what we do is we train you and we hold your hand on the whole thing. In fact, I give you – this is what I really wanted to press with you – earlier, and what separates me from that other clown show company that you hired, right? I assign an account manager to your business on my team. Okay, so let me explain. Their job is to make sure that nothing falls through the cracks, okay? Like, they're going to call you. Hey, Scott, I need this document. Hey, Scott, I need this, right? They're going to Scott, did you do your background check? Okay, you didn't fill out the form. Okay, let's go ahead and get that over. Like, their job is to make sure that nothing falls through the cracks, okay? And we actually have 22 of these account managers on staff, and that's all they do, right, all day long, is hold people's hands, right, and make sure that nothing, like, gets left behind. Because the reason why we do this is it retains our clients. Because you guys are busy. You guys forget to do things, right?
I guarantee you, we just shut down. We just shut down and say, okay, that's fucking enough. That's what happens to me after 35 years. It's like, fuck, I've had enough. I'm done.
Totally. And so my account manager is going to make sure you're successful so that your ads are producing you good fruit and a good return on your investment, because at the end of the day, that's what matters, as you and I both know, right? You got to be making money or you're not going to stay with me, okay? So that is going to be really helpful. And then lastly, we actually purchase a special phone number for your business, Scott, right, that tracks all the leads. So when somebody sees you on Google, they're going to call that number first, and then it routes to whatever number, like your cell phone, right? But what it's going to tell us is a couple things. It's going to tell us where they live. It's going to tell us where the lead came from. Did it come from that Facebook strategy we talked about? Did it come from you being on the map section? What city did this person live in, right? All these details. And then at the end of the month, when we have your monthly call with you, we're going to say, okay, Scott, you got 22 leads on Google. You got 13 on Facebook. Here's where these people lived. How did all these leads turn out? How did you do? You took four paper leads this month as well. Let's talk. Where are we at? And then when we have our monthly call with you, we're going to know how things are working and how things aren't working so we can continue to keep making the tweaks along the way to keep making you more and more successful. So, again, that's the difference between us and everybody else out there. We really take this seriously because we want to retain you and we want you spending money, okay? Because if you spend money, we make money. And everybody went, right? That's our approach, okay? So let's talk about pricing now, because obviously it comes down to money, right? So we obviously talked about the paper leads, right? And what I've talked to you about is my ideal package, okay? My ideal package, Scott, focuses on all three levels of service. You being on the first page on Google on the map section, right? The second service is obviously those retargeting ads. We spend $100 a month on those retargeting ads, okay? So we're not going too cheap, but we're not going too expensive on those. We want it to produce you fruit, okay? And then obviously the third level is your pay-per-leads, okay? So what the pricing breaks down is this. First month is $549. It includes everything. It includes your background check. It includes your first month of service with me. Right, includes those even $100 retargeting ads that I talked about. Then every month thereafter, Scott, is $299 a month. That's my flat rate package, $299. The only additional cost to the $299 is how many paper leads you take in addition to that $299.
There. I understand that. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. I'm just checking. I didn't know if the phone died. My screen's black. So
no, like I was just letting listening. You process that. You know, that's why I always...
No, I got it.
You know.
So here's what I got. I got first month, $540. Every additional month, $299 plus every pay per lead. And the pay per lead is every lead that I accept.
Exactly.
And
do you remember what the cost
and
of
every
those paper
lead
leads were?
Is, what was it?
$56.
Yeah. I didn't have that.
Hey, remember 13 of those leads when the time comes. So let's fast forward. It's May. You've been vetted. Google's like, yep, we can get them there. Boom, boom, boom. We'll sit down with you.
I'm not worried about that.
They're going to sit down with you and they're going to be like, okay, Scott, now it's time to prepay for those 13 leads. You'll basically put $728 on whatever card you want. You'll start then drawing from those paper leads. One lead at a time. What a lot of my guys do is they take two of those leads, Scott, then they turn it off because the cool thing is you can turn on and off the pay-per-lead at any time, minute by minute even, with your app on your phone. Okay. So you take two of those leads, solid leads, and what they do is they turn it off, right? And then they work those two solid leads that they paid for really aggressively to make sure one of them at least turns into a really good paying job till they turn it back on. Once they turn it back on, they take two more, and they kind of they do it that way. They turn it on, they turn it off, right, two at a time basically to kind of get their legs and get that confidence up.
Okay. It doesn't sound crazy expensive. I'm okay with the pricing. It sounds actually – do you have a direct number, Matt?
Absolutely. In fact, let me do this. Let me just let me send this all to you in an email so you can see it. Okay, Scott, let me grab your email real quick. What's your email?
It's scottstein56@gmail.com. S-T-E-I-N. Two T's on Scott. S-T-E-I-N. 56 at Gmail.
I'm going to get this email prepared for you because I want to make sure you see it. And so, like, this is the exact same package Lewis started with as well, right? You know, obviously, like, it's going to take us a couple months to kick those paper leads in. But my basic $299 package will give you a good return on your investment as well as those paper leads. And what do I mean by that? Typically, my clients see a 10-to-1 ratio with me, okay? So for every dollar, Scott, they spend, they're getting $10 back. So my $299 should bring several thousands of dollars at least worth of business for you, okay? So,
I believe it's going to have a good yield.
Yes, it's going to more than pay for itself, right? This thing's going to make you money, not cost you money, right? Which is good. Now, let's talk about, like, expectations, right? You already have a Google Business profile, which is good, okay? You're kind of not a step ahead, but you're not like a lot of clients where I got to create them from scratch, a Google Business profile.
Oh, I just ain't got time for that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
So,
So
we're going to be able to kind of fast track you a little bit because you don't have to, get a whole new Google Business profile. All we got to do is take your existing Google Business profile, tweak it up, make it performing, right? Do our programming. And like I said, focus on start getting some of those 5-star reviews so that it really
and
starts,
I can add a couple dozen, 2, 3, 4, 5 dozen. I forget to do that. That's my thing. That's like, cause I'm old school. I'm 50,
oh, yeah.
50 years old.
Well,
and
I like guys like you because you know what? I'm going to bring all the resources to the table and I'm going to have somebody in the back office that's holding your hand. Okay. And
I'd making sure
that
when I leave that yard,
the cracks, you know, so that you are getting the results. Cause that's ultimately what it comes down to. Cool thing with me, Scott, is I don't lock you any long-term contract. We do ask, though, a 3-month commitment, right? But after those 3 months, it literally goes to a month-to-month relationship with us.
Yeah. That doesn't seem too bad. That's $540 plus $900. That's $1,640. And I get to pick my leads at $56. I got to buy 7. I got to buy 13 up front, but... After that, I can decide how many I get.
Because
Angie switches, it'll be $79 and they'll put up, they picked you, Scott. They picked you. I'll call them, they won't even respond to me. It's like, how can they pick me, right? They pick me and then they don't even respond to me? That's bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Angie's never been good. I call him the devil for the reason, you know? It's just because, you know, they make you guys think that...
It's like, if you pick me, at least you'll take... If you picked me, you will at least take a bid from me. If you picked me, you know what I mean? But that's how they get you. So now I just quit responding to them, period. It's like everyone that they pick me is, makes me scared.
Totally. Totally. But the nice thing about Google, right, is you're going to be, set up. So
well, the thing is in the tree business, if I got to spend $1,300 with you, and I don't, you know what I mean, because I'm going to push it to the max, you know that. And so it's like.
Yeah, totally. And what I would recommend, like I said, like it sounds like you're starting to get a little busier, hiring somebody. So focusing on a couple things, like right now for your business. One thing is obviously getting another couple guys eventually
in the summer.
Let me educate
this.
Right?
I've hired a lot of people, but nobody, all they do is break shit.
Yeah. But I mean, you have
more now. I've tried.
You got four now,
yeah.
So, you know,
it's
like in times, I'm sure if you ask around, you could probably, or put an Indeed ad, I'm sure you could get another onesie twosie, you know, this summer,
yeah.
You know?
And that's what I need too, is somebody who gives a shit instead of, yeah.
Exactly. There's enough people that need a job out there though, Scott. There are definitely, in this economy right now, there's definitely enough people that need a solid job that would be willing to not break stuff, you know, and take their time and learn, you know. So I just sent you this email. Do me a favor. Go ahead and pull this up real quick for me.
Okay. Now you're not going to change the name, right, Matt? Like, it will be something else when I...
No, we're going to keep it Stein Tree Tree Contracting.
No, but I mean your guys' name.
No, we've been the same name for 22 years. In fact, I show you when we were on TV. NBC News put us on TV.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're
that
not.
That part
we're,
of the shit we listed.
We're a
$2.8 billion
company. We didn't become Google's business biggest partner. We are literally Google's biggest partner. We have more clients than anybody. You know, my owner owns his own building here. I mean, we're no joke, right? We're investing
heavily
in AI technology. We got robots now that can talk to people. It's crazy, right?
Nice.
And we're about to launch that to our businesses so they can use it for their business. Right. I mean, the way to like, I mean, when you see Melania, the, you know, president's wife walking out with a robot on TV, you know, the world's changing. Right. And what's cool about us is we've been keeping up with the technology, because if you don't, right, especially a marketing company like us, if we don't keep up with any of the technology, we're going to go out of business. And so my owners invested $1 million just into this robotic, like, talking with people. Like, we got a robot. Her name's Jordan, right? She can literally talk to people like you and I can. And she can, like, answer calls at any time and scheduling. And it's crazy how we dialed this thing in, Scott. And we're literally going to start rolling it out to our businesses soon to, like, use it for their company.
Nice.
I know. It's really cool. I'm excited to see that day when that happens, you know. Okay, so like I said, the first stuff is like videos, like Extra Space Storage. I'm sure you've heard of that company. They're the largest storage unit company in America. $50 billion company. We've done all 4,400 of their locations, by the way, our company has. Okay. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Utah Jazz or a basketball team. In fact, my dad, his best friend used to play for the Utah Jazz back in the day. That basketball team, the NBA team, plays in an arena that is owned by Vivint, right? It's called the Vivint Arena. Vivint is actually our client as well. So we have all the major big boys down to average Joes, right? And that's why, you know, I love working for our companies because, you know, we're no joke when it comes to, you know, the different people that we have under our management, okay? But here's the breakdown. First month, $549, okay? Breaks down to this, $199 to get you on the first page of Google, right? That's your flat rate package. Facebook ads, we spend $100 like we talked about. The Google guarantee, right, that's the $250. That covers getting you taken care of in terms of the background check, right, all the paperwork.
Okay, but I'm following you, but one of my guys is calling. Can you just hold a second?
Yeah, no problem.
Just hold a second.
Yeah, no problem.
He's calling just to call.
Hey, sometimes they want to just call the call, right? The chat.
Well, sometimes, yeah, when you guys love you, you know, what are you going to do? All right, let me get back to Google. I have it here, and just give me a second. Okay, I'm back.
Okay. So you see the pricing first month, right?
$199.
Yeah, yep. $549 your first month, covers A to Z. Covers even getting you pre-approved for those paper leads. Then it breaks down to $299 a month.
Do you need like a picture of my state of Minnesota registry or what?
Yes, I'm going to need that. I'm going to need your proof of your LLC, right? And then I'm going to need liability insurance. Back to my account manager's job to collect all those docs from you.
I'm a sole proprietor. Is that a deal buster?
You got a DBA file for the name?
Yep.
Okay. That's all I need. It's not a deal buster.
Okay.
Absolutely not. All
right.
I just need to prove that you're a legitimate business. Obviously, you got a Google business profile, so it's not going to be difficult. In fact, this is probably going to be a walk in the park for the team to shoot you straight. Right?
Okay.
So it's going to be very easy for us to set you up. Okay. Because again, you have a Google business profile, right? So all we got to do now is put gasoline on that fire, right? Take you to that next level, get you actually on that first page. So my flat rate package, that's what that focuses on. Okay. Is getting you on first page and then $100 that $299 every month goes towards Facebook ads. You'll see the ads spend, you'll see how much cost per click it's costing. You're going to see all those analytics on your monthly call. So you're going to see where your money's going. It's not like we're just saying this stuff and then spending money and good luck, right? And you're going to ultimately judge everything by the results, right? And that's what I always talk to my clients about is, hey, it all comes down to results. You know, you're not going to know until you really try it, right? But you give me 3 months, I'm telling you, like 96% of everybody that stays with me, right, you're going to want to keep going, right? Because I'm going to make sure that this Scott keeps paying for itself, right? So you keep winning and you keep spending money. That simple.
Okay.
It's a win-win here.
Okay. Yep.
Now, obviously, the only additional cost to your $299 is your paper lead cost, right? So you have to prepay those $728, and then you start drawing $56 at a time, right? Once you exhaust the 13 leads, it auto refills. It's that simple. Some guys will take 13 in a month. Some guys might take a month and a half or 2 months to go through the 13. But once you go through the 13, it'll just auto-refill. You'll know exactly when it auto-refills. And then you get to work off another 13 leads, right? So eventually, you'll probably get your ad spend probably, I don't know, let's say you're spending $600 a month, right? $299. So plus, let's say, you know, another 5-6 paper leads a month, you know? And, you know, you're at $600. You know, so let's say you take 6 leads a month on the paper lead plus your $299, and there's your monthly ad spend. But the cool thing is you have full control, Scott, of how much you want to pay on a month-to-month basis.
My problem is the time, control it. But I'll leave it open because we get the 99.9% every once in a while. I don't miss many, I can tell you that.
Yeah. And we can make sure that the paper leads are really valid.
I get out there, get them a proposal.
Yeah. We're
going to
sit down with you, and you're going to tell us all the cities you want to focus in on those paper leads. Because those paper leads, we can put you at the very tippy top of Google on whatever cities you want once I got you approved. Okay? That's why it's a two-month project. You're like literally the first search result on Google, right, on that platform.
Yeah, no, I know I'm small on Google because I just didn't need it. I haven't needed it my whole life, you know?
Yeah.
It's like I got more return customers than I ever get from I got 10 good years, exactly.
Yeah,
we better make
these next 10 years count, right? So the goal the goal is
put the retirement away. Everything's paid for.
Yeah, the goal is to really scale your business, right? To be an owner operator, not just an operator, right? Where you're really focusing your attention on, you know, training and hiring the right people as well, right? And we'll focus on, you know, getting you enough leads to support your staff and yourself, right? So that, you're able
to
really... Yes, next level, right? So so this kind of builds steam on itself, as I say, right? Like I said, we're first basically starting off with the $299 package. The only reason why your first month's $549 is we've got to pay for that background check and all that, right? But after that, it's just $299. Then from there, you know, when the time comes, then that's when that fee will be added with those pay per leads.
All right, brother. I mean, I got all your information. I got to deal with the wife right now, but I think we're going to get rain tomorrow night. Give me till Thursday to call you back directly. The money's
okay.
No problem. The money's not
gotcha.
A problem. It's
yeah.
just I have to deal with it, so.
You have to deal with what? What are you talking about?
With getting you the credit card, setting it up, because I run everything myself, you know?
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
the
so
wife's
you can use whatever card, obviously, put it on. You know?
Yeah,
it's
no,
just
I, no the money's,
just get moving.
The money's, yeah, the money's no problem. Don't worry about that. It's just, I gotta.
No, I don't doubt you. Like, I mean, I completely understand that money's not the issue with us, right? Like with,
no.
with what you're
my biggest thing is getting more jobs done, but then we're in a situation, we're in a war, and it's like I better do something. So I got
well, you know, I can tell you that everybody that's taken the leap of faith with me has really been thankful because, you know, a lot of times you guys don't understand the power of this, right? Until you really try it. Like, that's what my guy talked about, you know? He talked about how when he first got on, he's like, oh, man, I didn't even realize how, you know, what
what
successful this is.
What I
like
about you
now,
better than simply listed that I did last year and wasted $1,300 was...
Yeah,
you're not promising
like
me 30 fucking websites that I'm gonna be the top of everybody and still don't even have my fucking Google ID number.
Yeah,
you know?
I hate when I hear this because you know, like, as I tell people, look, I don't want to take a black eye for somebody else's work. Just kind of like you know, you having to step in and fix somebody's tree job, right? So same thing here. You know, the good news with me is I'm going to make sure that all the elements are taken care of, and that's why my account manager is going to hold your hand and be calling you on a weekly basis, Scott, to make sure
I keep
that
telling my wife I'm the
crack.
I keep telling my wife I'm getting me. She keeps telling me, no, you ain't. So she can take all that shit and run out and do them leads.
Yeah.
My problem is I'm working till dark and I ain't got.
What?
No, she don't want nothing to do with it. She did for a few years, and then she didn't like it. So.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I hear you.
She lost her job.
Her
job. She was employed when I met her, right? And then she lost her job. She's like, I'm coming to work for you. And then when she did, then she's like, no, I'm not. I'm going to get another. I'm
Did
like, I'm going to get a blonde secretary.
She's
right.
Did she stay at
she's
home
fine.
Or did she ever get back working?
She works, goes, does her job, comes home. She's happy.
Okay.
But I need someone to help me with take the leads. And like you said, you inundate me with leads. Somebody's got to get out there and fucking take care of them.
Well, that's why you got to keep hiring people so you can be in charge of the sales and the marketing and all of that, right? So that, you know, but eventually I can bring that robot to help you answer the calls because,
well, that,
you know,
would be
I
awesome.
Definitely have really cool technology, right, that I can bring to your business so that that can help alleviate a little pressure off you.
Yeah, because who the hell wants to work till 7 and then have to go bid 3 jobs? You know what I mean? It's like, it gets overwhelming.
Yeah, well,
and
that's what I'm saying. You
gotta,
like, you need a, do you have like a manager that kind of helps manage the guys and everything?
No, I'm a smock. No, I do it all. I'm a small company,
yeah.
but we rock out a lot of work. Man. We do almost $500,000 a year, just me.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's good.
We rock.
That's really good.
We get to a lot of fucking teams.
Help you take it to a million, you know?
And,
so,
and, we're,
and,
get and we didn't let nobody down the whole way. Team. That's the key is not let anybody down the whole way, you know? It's like,
exactly. Quality over quantity.
Yeah.
Know?
Exactly.
I like that about you because you're solid thinking and you don't wanna
get bigger and then let it all fold. Like
yeah.
I said, there are very few people. Even on, I know Andy's a fucking joke, but it's like I still got 5 stars there.
How much
you
are you
know,
spending right
hard
now on Andy's?
It's very hard to do.
How much
very
are you spending right now
do.
On Andy's right now?
Too damn much, but. I only take about half of them because I got so much work, and I don't know, like around 11
so why
minutes
you just
a month.
Allocate, I'm not saying drop Angie's, okay, but allocate a little bit of that budget towards this, right?
Yeah,
because
I'm sick of it.
Months,
it's like you got to go do cheap jobs.
You'll start to see how it outperforms Angie's, and then next thing you know, when we get those paper leads going, once you taste those paper leads, yes, my flat rate package is great. You're going to love the return on investment on a $299 ad spend. You're going to be like, dang, you know? But it's only going to take you so far, right? The paper leads is, like I said, that's where the gasoline is just like spitting on the fire.
And that's
right?
What I've learned over time was that you pay for the lead and they're better clients, you know?
Yeah,
I don't mind
totally.
I don't mind the fact that I have
to
pay.
And the thing about the Google pay-per-lead is you're showing at the very tippy top. I mean, that's like prime real estate. Like, you can't get better than that. And they don't share it. And it's not a pay-per-call. It's a pay-per-actual, like, qualified lead that you say, yeah, I want that lead. So
yeah,
I think
now
you
got your number. I'll tell you how it goes. I'm an honest man.
Well, exactly.
Yeah,
you're
full of shit, Matt, or Matt, that's the best thing I ever did in my life. I'll be honest with you. I ain't gonna
and if it sucks, you'll tell me. Like, and I, you know, sometimes I have to make tweaks along the way. I mean, like I said, it's all about how we adjust, and, you know, my goal is to retain you. I don't want you just for, like, a month or two. I want you for, you know, years.
Oh, you ain't going to let me go 4 months and just don't get a call from you? And then you're like, I need your Google ID number or your Google password 4 months later?
That's
crazy.
Spent
how
that,
much
hey,
money?
Look, that happens in your first week, by the way. Like, literally within your first week.
That's
you know,
what I thought.
It's
like,
we
that's what
there,
I thought.
When, you come, when I onboard you, Scott, when you we take your credit card and I get I
you need
you
that, right?
Invoice,
yeah,
and
you
I
need
onboard
that.
You, it's in my script that I have to read for you to you that you agree to get us documents in 7 days. Otherwise, we could suspend your account, right? And part of that
4 months fucking
later is Google Business Profile account and all that. You know?
Exactly. It's like, what the fuck are you thinking? That's what I thought.
Yeah, not 4 months later. I mean, that's horrible, man. That happened.
The summer's over.
But let me,
I know
let me
that's
make
what
that
makes
up for you so you can get the results finally. And I really think this is perfect for you. I think you should be giving this a try and we should knock this out. What do you say?
All right. I know you put your direct number on the email. Give it to me one more time because my notebook's right in front of me. So I can get a hold of you.
Yeah, so it's going to be, let me know when you got a pen ready.
I got it.
It's 877-635-6225. Yep, you got to enter one. You got to dial one. You got to enter my extension, which is 6386.
6386.
Yep.
Okay.
The one and then right.
So I got 877-635-6225 plus one plus 6386.
Yeah, 6386.
Yep. That's your exact number. And like I said, I've been working since 5:30, so I'm gonna let you go, and I don't make any decisions in a day. But I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to do it.
Watch a couple of those videos. In fact, I would strongly suggest you watch that Lewis Pest because we just talked about him. He's my client.
Yep.
And then you're going to see his account manager, Amy, interview him, right, and ask him
a bunch of questions. I need Amy.
Yeah, you need Amy.
I'm just
kidding. But I can put Amy on your account, that's fine. Like I said, I'm gonna make sure all my account managers are great, by the way. They're all great. You love them, right? And we all work as a team, and we're gonna make sure, like I said, you do well, right, so that you stay with us.
I don't mind them
for a short term thing here.
And I don't even mind trying it for, like you said, the prices are fine. They're within one tree job. You know what I mean? Everything you talk about is fine.
All I got to do is get you one job and it pays for itself. But obviously we're not trying to stop there. We're trying to,
we got to get to 13 before we re-up.
People are going to call
Perfect.
You. Perfect. Right?
I like it. Noah.
Yeah.
I get these calls all the time.
I'd love to get you on this area for it. I mean, you're like the perfect guy. You're the guy that I
So where are you located? Just out of curiosity, North Carolina?
What's that?
Where are you located, North Carolina?
No, I'm not in North Carolina. No, I'm actually I'm here in Southern California, actually. I'm in
Southern California.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm in Orange County. Yep, I'm by, I don't know if you know where Huntington Beach is. That's kind of...
I've been to Huntington Beach.
Yeah. Oh, I live there, and their office is in Fountain Valley. So Fountain Valley is by Disneyland, basically.
Okay, I've been to Disneyland.
Yep.
I'm just curious. I just always like to know who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
But no,
yeah, I've been
the
here
prices
for a while
are fine.
Now. Like I said, I got 1,400 clients under me. So, we're going to get the results. That's really what it's going to come down to. You just got to take the leap of faith and get this knocked out with me so that we can start getting you that business, you know. But
right,
it is going to take
agree.
A couple
I,
weeks here. Let me tell you this.
No,
again. Remember how I tell you
Rome,
about the elite?
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Yeah, it's going to take a couple weeks to start getting you traction. You're going to get results your first 30 days, but it's really month two, Scott, where this thing takes off, right, where you will see a noticeable night and day difference in the phone calls from the first month to the second month, okay?
Perfect.
So
that
first
should be,
month, like
that should
said,
be time for the first day. Storm. The first storm is going to come through, and that will be top of Google, and then we'll be fine.
Exactly.
You know, because up here, June, late May, June, early June, that's when the nasty storms come through, and that's when you want to be top of Google.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so this is like perfect timing because it's going to give us enough time to ramp up, right? So
like I told Mary, I don't take many of these calls. I get these calls 3 times a week, but this is the one. I think I'm going to bounce with this one. I'm going to talk it over with the wife, make sure she's good. But it's fair,
like
5.49 a month, 56 a lead.
For what I do here. And your business would really benefit from this. I'm not a fly-by-night guy. Like I said, we've been on the news. You can see that right there. I sent you all the videos. So
yep.
What's that?
I said I looked through not all of it, but I looked through a bunch of it when you emailed me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that Stingray Electric guy, he spends $40,000 a month with me, by the way. So, you know, he does very, very well, right? And it's because it's straight up. Like, once you get a taste of the leads and you really start utilizing the service, you're going to want to take as many of those paper leads as humanly possible because they convert very, very well, right? And I think that's really what took Lewis to that next level, too, is those paper leads because, you know, he runs those things like it's going out of style.
I'm going to have to get me a couple of Mexicans because he's weight because
they're
all
I'm telling you, right? Right? I mean, you got to find a way. Like, do what you got to do,
yeah.
You know? Maybe you got to ask what your employees
kind
say
of
they know it's going to push because, you know, it's going
to
help.
Yeah, this kind of thing is going to push me to grow. And you got to grow.
Yeah, because, you know, you can't just lay down. I mean, like you said, some people are slow right now. And some people are, heck, like, I have a client right now that signed up with me probably 4 months ago, and I was just talking to him today, literally, and I'll end with this guy. And I was saying, hey, how's everything going? He's like, Matt, you won't believe it. I'm like 2 months backed out. I'm like, well, you need to get some more people in there, man. Don't lose all that business. He's like, I know.
Yeah,
because
people don't wait.
Yeah, I feel like I'm talking to him, like, with you, because it's like he's doing, like, he joined with me even though he was really busy, too. And now I've gotten
busier.
I'm busier. And he's like, he loves it, though. He loves it because he's like, I'd rather have this, like, you know, because it's good to just stay busy, right? And I said, look, you've got to hire some people, because now he's taking the paper leads, right? And those paper leads now are kicking in, right? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, I'm like, look, stop focusing so much on working and focus on your leads and focus on hiring somebody, right? And you're going to be fine. And he's like, you know what, Matt, you're right. And so that's what he's going to do, right? He's going to make sure that – and I told him too because he still hasn't got me one of those photos like the Lewis Pest photo that I was telling you, hey, I need that personalized photo. And I told him, I said, look, I need that photo. Stop kicking around, you know? So I like having these, like, heart-to-heart conversations with my clients because I'll tell you guys when you guys need, you know, when you need to kick it in gear.
Yeah, well,
right?
Yeah.
And,
exactly.
I don't care how successful anybody is. I'm like, you don't got me my photo, right? But
we get complacent with what happens. You get comfortable if you're making a lot. And you're like for me,
exactly.
Yeah, like you say, and we don't have it. Well, we don't have any bills. We make $500,000 a year. It's like, fuck, we're fucking, you get complacent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, it is, you know, and it all comes from just being good to people. Because I won't leave. I'll pick the last 5 sticks off the lawn before I go, you know?
Yeah.
Because I want them all happy, and that's why we're successful, you know?
Exactly. So what do you think it's going to take for us to do business together, Scott?
I think the money's fine. I'll talk it over with Sherry. Like, you think, like, how are we going to hire? And I wrote down that maybe I need to get on Indeed. Maybe you are the kick in the shorts so I can get a man. I need somebody that can run a crew because the Gumbies I got. I mean, no, they're okay. Don't get me wrong. They care and they like me and everything. It's like,
well, maybe
they
somebody
just don't
will
have
present
the mentality.
In the crew, you know, that will step up to the plate.
Yeah,
you know,
step up or can you just go take the lift out there? And I had a good guy last year and he wouldn't pay his damn child support. And the child support office came after me and I'm like, dude, it's like, pay your fucking child support.
Yeah. I know. It never slows down, trust. And like a million things are gonna, like once we get off the phone, a million things are gonna happen in the next couple of days. I would really like it.
I'm going to you. It's going to be snowing here Thursday. I will call you and let you know if I need more time. The money's not a problem.
Okay.
The money's not an issue. We make that in one key job. It's just,
yeah,
I don't do anything
the
first.
I will more than get this thing paid, especially with the service you do, right? It's just, we got to just, like, you know, make it happen and move forward so we don't kick the can down the road. Because I've been doing this for a long time now, Scott, and I always see, like, a lot of people every month that kick the can down the road, right? And then they always go, I'm going to do that, da, 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 and then they never make this a priority for their business. And guess what? The people that are on the first page, those guys made it a priority, right? And those guys are the ones that are, like, really getting the benefit by being on Google, you know?
Yeah, and then they don't pay their fucking... I just had my buddy was calling me, called his dumbest, and then let's get off that, but for a second, just... My buddy is, like, telling me how his son took over the business, right? And he's doing all this. He did $1 million and this and that. Uh-huh. And I'm like, well, is he paying his fucking sales tax? They said, because they're going to come get him. Oh, yeah, he's doing everything. Yesterday, last night, she calls and says, yeah, we got out of it fucking $200,000. I'm like, oh, there. I kept telling him, oh, I was... It's like, Tony, I want the best. It's your son. It's like, oh, yeah, just make sure he's doing everything right. I was like, you know? Now they're, like, crying. I got all my shit straight. Don't doubt that for a second.
That's good. You pay what you need.
It's hard. It's very fucking hard to keep.
When we need that, hey, you got the license there. Okay, great.
I got the license, I got work comp, I got liability insurance, great, we're just going to need a
little bit of documents from you. Yep. All you need to do is simple, onboard
take
you,
picture,
get us some documents,
with them.
Right, and we make sure everything happens.
All right, Matt, I'm going to let you go. The wife just came downstairs, and I will call you Thursday. For sure, it's going to be snowing here, and it gives me a day and a half to think about it. And I'm ready,
yeah,
though.
No, I totally
it's like I wait.
I
wasted money last year, but I think you're better than them. I think you're better than them. They were like shady. They're like, I was talking. It was one company that called me, and then it was another company that I signed up with. And what the fuck is this?
Oh, no. If you would have started with me, you'd still be a client of mine. No doubt. I already know.
Yeah. It's
You're a guy that's on top of his business, too. You're not, you're like,
I'm an old fart.
Yeah, but
anyway.
You answer your phone.
Yeah.
That's the difference between, you know, like some, I have some clients, like I said, I got to like, you know, hey, why don't you talk to this person? But hopefully you can put your trust into me. I know. Once you say, okay, once you reason this and say, okay, yeah, this is totally going to pay for itself. I'll give this a run. Matt's a good guy. I'm going to make sure.
I got to do 3 months. So the worst case scenario is $1,500. Worst case scenario,
but we're not going to think about any worst case because we're going to think
best case scenario, we could do another 500. I could hit $1,000,000.
Well, like I said, this is why I'm setting you up with this package to get you there. You know, with my $299 package, that will definitely not get you to an extra $500,000. No way. But will $299 get you an extra $50,000, $100,000? Sure, it could definitely do like that kind of business, you know, on a $299.
Well, I just want to change from the people who can't afford $200 an hour to the people that can afford $450 an hour. That's what I want to graduate to.
That's why we're going to focus on those right areas, because on those paper leads, I can put you on all those high-end areas too. Right, so you're going to be able to choose the cities you want that thing displaying with my account manager, and you're going to be able to get dialed in.
Because on my 50-mile radius, I want to go southeast. I don't want to go northwest, you know? But I'll figure that out. It's all good. With one, once you put me in line with them, I'll give them the zip codes.
Yeah.
Where the money
exactly
is. That's where I want to be. Okay, brother. I'm going to let you go. I got your number.
Thank you.
Thursday, 10, 8. What time you start? You're 3 hours behind us.
I'm 2 hours behind you. Right.
So if I call at 10, you'll be just coming in.
I'm here at
9
a.m. Your time. 9
a.m. my time? Oh, that's perfect. All right.
Okay.
Matt, have a great evening. Appreciate it. You got me. Give me a couple days. Bye.
No problem. We'll talk then. Take care. All right, bye-bye.